working hard on trying to help everybody come to a consistent approach about how we're going to deal with internet-based capabilities. So social networking services are a class of internet activities, but as you know, there's this wide range of Web 2.0 user-generated content capabilities that are out there on the web. And so we're working hard to put the policy together that will help inform the entire DoD family about how you will take advantage of those internet-based capabilities in a secure and thoughtful way. And so so the gist of the policy is about responsible and effective use. And so we're getting close. I hope that this is, that when we talk next month, it'll have been issued.
And as you said, that these are here to stay, if that this memo maybe has potentially as...
Yeah, but what we want to do is we want to help people to be thoughtful, right? I mean, the internet is part of the way we do our work. Internet capabilities, social networking services. Social networking services provide a huge value in terms of quality of life. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, marine, being able to communicate with their families while they're deployed and things like that. But frankly, these capabilities are not just about quality of life issues, even though that should be enough. They're used for mission work, too. I mean, we leverage the internet heavily in getting the work of the department done. And so what we're hoping to do with the policy, which, of course, is still draft right now, but what we're hoping to do with the policy is to help everybody recognize that, there are things that you need to be thoughtful about because there are risks associated with using the internet. But that having thought through that and be properly aware and properly educated, that you will take advantage and use these capabilities to make the department more effective.
There's a pretty big rumor going on around industry. I've heard from several different people that the role...
Oh, I hate that. I hate when there's rumors.
Rumors, yes. So the rumor is that the DoD CIO role is maybe changed, maybe changing, maybe some of it may be subsumed by the Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, AT&L. Can you talk a little bit about, are there any conversations going on, anything that you can give us some insight in around that, if that is indeed happening or not?
Wow, those are fascinating rumors. So perhaps there's like a convergence of a couple of events here that make rumors start, right? So it is true that I still don't have a new boss yet, but I am confident that, that one's coming and there will be a new Assistant Secretary of Defense for NII/DoD CIO. And, so stay tuned. And to the best of my knowledge, it'll be a new boss that will do that job as it's currently configured now. So I know of no movements to try to, reorganize the CIO into some other advocacy position, i.e. the, technology logistics acquisition guy or the deputy chief management officer or the intel side. These are spheres of influence that go together in all those regards, right? So what are some of the things that are happening? There is a big dialogue going on about the role of the CIO. It's happening within DoD. It's happening at the federal level. The statutes that guide us are great statutes. They did a great job, but they were written quite a while ago now. And so as we move from the role of the CIO in the sort of end of the industrial age to the role of the CIO in the information age, our thought is some of these key issues that you and I have already been talking about have to be more fully addressed about the meeting the needs of users. How do you develop new capabilities more rapidly? How do you do information sharing? How do you do secure information sharing? So we're doing quite a lot of work and thought work, if you will, about the role of the CIO for the future. So there's that going on, and then there's also a lot of work going on right now about one tool, many tools to get the job done. And so if the acquisition of big IT systems is kind of long and kind of cumbersome, we ought to be able to look at that there are multiple ways of getting a capability done. So a lot of work being done in how do you speed up the acquisition process? How do you decide, that really the right answer is to develop a web service as opposed to build a classic IT system. So there's a lot of work going on about streamlining the acquisition process, a lot of work going into what's the future role of the CIO looks like. The Office of Management and Budget and the Federal CIO Council have been working on reiterating the importance of CIOs and what their role should look like as we go forward. So there's a lot of work going on about what should be done. But to my knowledge, at least, there's no move afoot to change the who's doing it inside DoD.
You did pique my interest on the future role of the CIO. I did want to talk a little bit more about that. You also obviously wear the hat as the vice chairman of the CIO Council. Can you talk or give us a little bit more, even generally speaking, what's going on around that future role of the CIO? How is OMB and the CIO Council going to reiterate the importance of CIOs and their role within the government in general?
With a new administration, we've been working hard on what are the new sets of priorities that the administration has, and how will CIOs help make that, you know, that agenda a reality. But also this sort of reaffirmation about that today it's a lot less about information technology and a lot more about effective information management and secure information sharing. And so these new issues that are front and center in everybody's plate, like information sharing across boundaries of organizations, exposing data, doing more with transparency, cybersecurity, right? These are all issues streamlining the time it takes to get new capabilities delivered, doing more work with performance management. These are all sort of both priorities of the administration, but also, you know, priorities for CIOs. So the council and OMB are working on what kind of guidance should OMB put out that helps, reaffirm the expectations for CIOs. So more to follow on that. That'll be something that comes out of OMB. And similarly, you know, it's a good time to take a look at, you know, upon reflection, are there any other kinds of changes? Should we be thinking about new changes to statutes, to rules, regulations, right? What else should we do to help make sure that we continue to be forward-looking in terms of what the information leadership team needs to be focused on for the future?